This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Just calm down, everybody. Calm down. You are not going to have to see former President George Bush's butt. From what I understand, President Obama, President Clinton, former President Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and former President Bush have all volunteered to get their COVID shot vaccine on live TV when they are able to get their COVID vaccine shot, and nobody's going to be dropping their pants. I mean, not for the shot, that is. It's going to be an arm jab, right, in the deltoid muscle, so nobody has to worry about seeing anybody's tushy. Although, I got to be honest with you, I don't really think, you know, like, I always thought if anybody had a cute butt, you know, in presidency, it would probably be Bill Clinton. He just looks like the type that probably would have had a cute butt. So I wouldn't mind it, but if you guys are that worried that you're going to see somebody's butt on live TV, just DVR it if you really are going to watch. But it was really interesting how news broke that President Obama and Bill Clinton and George Bush, all former presidents, would voluntarily get their COVID shot on live TV to try to help, you know, garner more trust in our vaccination system and with the COVID pandemic. And gosh, on social media, people were like, it's going to be fake. They're not going to really get the shot. This is a lie. This is BS. I mean, there's just no trust anymore. They're just, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, as a physician, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm hearing about the COVID deaths and I'm hearing about the hospitalizations, and you're seeing those numbers go up and you're expecting, you know, to parallel that, the enthusiasm for the COVID vaccine, and it's actually every day going down. We just had another Gallup poll in November saying 42% of Americans aren't going to get it. The numbers keep going up on how many people are going to get the COVID vaccine. And this is a little frustrating because most of the government officials that are, you know, shutting down the economy and not letting businesses work are under the premise that the shot's going to change everything. So when you see almost half of Americans saying, I'm not going to get the shot, it's very, very frustrating and very anxiety provoking or producing. So what the hell is going on? All right. Well, first, you know, if we want to, I mean, for them to have to recruit the presidents to come out and say, look, we're going to get our shot, that means, you know, that means there's obviously some sort of truth to some of these polls where they're saying a lot of Americans aren't really excited about it. Most of the people I've talked to said, yeah, I guess. I'm like, none of this, yeah. I'm like, when I get my flu shot, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting my flu shot. You know, when it is my turn to get the COVID vaccine, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take one from somebody else who needs it. But once there's plenty, yeah, I want to get the COVID vaccine. I don't want to get this virus. I don't want this virus to live inside of me or, you know, do whatever it could do that we don't know. Yeah, I'm excited about the vaccine. But you don't really get that from a lot of people. So why? Well, there's some reasons for that. Okay, and it's our fault. Number one is the trust. After this last election, after maybe the last couple presidencies, you don't really have a lot of trust when somebody reads a headline and thinks they could believe it. So, you know, when, like, we heard the polls, you know, Biden's ahead by 17 points. You know, Trump has thousands and thousands and thousands of people at his rallies. And then people saw what happened with the election and they're like, huh? What? So do we believe the polls? Do we not believe the polls? Do we believe the crowds? Do we not? What are we seeing? Is it all smoke and mirrors? Same thing with Affordable Health Care Act. You're going to keep your doctor. You will keep your doctor. How many people lost their doctor during the ACA? you know, how many people they had insurance, but they didn't necessarily get to go because their deductibles were high. So when we keep hearing these things, George Bush Sr., read my lips, no more taxes. I think the average person, when they hear something from a politician, is like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. So all of a sudden we hear that, you know, Pfizer says, yeah, we're 90% effective. Then Moderna, we're 94.5% effective. We're this. I mean, I believe it as a physician. If I could kind of review the study and make sure it's peer reviewed and, you know, look at the data, I think I could, you know, I think I would be able to, you know, be convinced, but not everybody who's watching this going, okay, well, that's just another headline. Then you have the groups of people that never really wanted to get a shot anyway. So when you have half the country that doesn't get a flu shot because they don't want to get a shot, you're really not going to see the enthusiasm for them to get two COVID shots because you need two of them. Then another reason is there's some people that are so freaked out by COVID. I mean, they are so afraid with all the hysteria that they're not going to want an injection. They don't understand that the COVID vaccine is not live COVID. It's not even killed COVID. It's DNA material to help stimulate a similarity of it. But it's not supposed to be, you know, it's not supposed to at all give you COVID. But we in the media had caused such mass hysteria that some people are like, I am so afraid of COVID, I am not going to leave my house to line up and get a shot. I'm just going to stay home because you guys said if we stay home, we won't get COVID. Again, that's our fault. One other thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was kind of interesting was you do have also some people going, I want to get this naturally. I lived through the chickenpox days. And I like the fact that I got chickenpox naturally and then had immunity. Yeah, but remember, the problem with that is chickenpox lives in your body. It comes out as shingles, and who knows what else it could do. But you have other people that, you know, they're pro the vaccination concept, but they just want to be naturally immune. But this is something we're going to talk about a little bit later on the show today, is how some people, I think a lot of people, don't want the pandemic to end. You have people that really benefited from the pandemic. They get to work at home. They don't want to go back home. They got to get unemployment with additional funds. Now, I'm not saying everybody did. I think it was a disaster. I think the COVID pandemic was devastating. But you have many individuals who are secretly going, I don't want to go back to the workplace. So, do we really have to rush this herd immunity thing? So we're going to talk about that. Got some guests coming up. We got your calls coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALAD.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank you guys for your questions. We're going to answer them in a minute. But one that I think is going to relate to our next guest is Jose from Fort Lauderdale had asked about the government programs and how are we going to have money to help, you know, manage all the programs and the unemployment and you know, all of the issues we've been dealing with. A lot of government funds, you know, being allocated, and we need the stimulus package. And I think one way to address, you know, how to kind of deal with a lot of our economic woes is to increase access to the jobs, increase access to the education. And I think we all could agree there is not equality when it comes to all groups in our beautiful country having the access to the jobs, to the education, to the tech. So IBM is actually working to help drive this equality and equity for the black community and promoting inclusion in tech. And here to join us to talk a little bit more about that is Monica Means, Vice President of IBM Transformation and Culture. Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Wow. And, you know, IBM has definitely been on the forefront of trying to help, spread awareness and, spread education with many of their programs. Tell us a little bit about what your company is doing.
Yeah, so at IBM, we recognize, too, that equal access to skills and jobs is really the key to unlocking economic opportunity and prosperity for all Americans. And most jobs in America require skills. So we really just need to focus on creating more open and equitable paths for Americans, regardless of their background, to acquire these skills and training that lead to good jobs. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is through our program, PPEC, which stands for Pathways in Technology, Early College and High School. And essentially what we're doing is creating opportunities for young students in high school to receive a high school diploma and an associate's degree, and also the opportunity to apprentice and intern with companies like IBM. So we're really excited about that, and that's where we're starting. We're making investments in high schools and colleges, really starting early with building skills.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, most of my success I credit to the mentors I had that let me shadow them, that invited me to their house and let me have lunch with them, and I got to see what the other side was going to look like. Growing up poor, I was like, look, I can't afford college. I can't. And, you know, those mentors kind of showed me a way where, I'm going to work 3 part-time jobs, wait tables, get myself through, and knowing that there's other people that have your back really helps you move forward.
It absolutely does. And oftentimes they see things in you that you don't even see in yourself and create a path to those opportunities for you, leveraging their network, their influence, their access. So we couldn't agree more. And that's one of the reasons why mentorship is such a strong component of what we're doing as well.
So I've spoken to multiple younger millennials and Gen Zs, and what's really interesting about the Gen Zs is they think they're going to be one of the forgotten generations. With everything going on right now with COVID, they think that they're going to be kind of last in line when it comes to getting the job or having the access. And IBM, like you said, is actually, you know, focusing on the youth and not letting them think that they're going to get passed over. Oh, I think I lost you. Are you there, Monica? Yeah, we're speaking to Monica Means, Vice President of IBM Transformation and Culture. We might have a little issue with her audio feed. Let me know when you think it's back up, okay? Daniel? Okay. So, what Jose had brought up earlier was, you know, when it comes to us and our responsibility in helping others and our responsibility to building an economy and moving forward, you know, what is it going to take? One of you had been concerned about how America might be turning socialist, or people are bringing up communists and all that. And I think everybody's kind of panicking, and, you know, they're not understanding that, you know, as government tries to infuse money into the system, you can't just dump money into the system and hope it works. Look at what happened with the PPP loan program. But if you can focus it and use some surgical precision on where these resources are going, then I think you could choreograph a much more effective way to help the economy. I think we're all freaked out. I think we're all concerned that taxes are going to go up, inflation is going to go up, unemployment is going to continue to go up. We're going to be talking a little bit later on the show. We're waiting for Monica to come back on once her feed gets back. But we you know, are going to be talking about on the show how, you know, there's unfortunately groups out there that aren't very on board, you know, with us moving forward. And sometimes some people actually benefit from a bad economy, whether it's the stock market or they benefit from not being able to by other people's misfortune. And so, I don't know what the longevity of a lot of big companies are, but luckily we have companies like IBM that are strong, that are able to withstand, you know, what COVID is doing to hopefully help others. Monica, are you back with us?
I am.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so great. So what sort of economic opportunities is IBM doing on the local front?
Well, locally we're getting involved in a lot of the PFIC schools in our communities. There are schools all over the world for PTAC, and many of us are involved in supporting them with mentorship opportunities and education opportunities, teaching them skills that we use today, like design thinking, for example, and agile project management. So our IBMers are really involved in grassroots efforts locally in their own communities, helping to advance these more strategic and corporate initiatives and investments that we're making as well.
And tech is one of the, you know, people ask, well, gosh, which industry is going to flourish, you know, with the restaurant industry dying and retail having issues with COVID. Tech is going to, I think, emerge as one of the go-to industries, you know, for those that are looking for a career. Tell us about how you see tech, you know, starting to kind of become one of the bigger, you know, players in our economy later.
Well, tech is everywhere. You can't get through a day without using technology in some form or another. And so this is truly why we're investing in what the future of technology is, but also investing in talent who can create that future for us. So there's so much to come. There's everything from quantum computers, as I just mentioned. There's more that we will do around artificial intelligence, and we're excited about what the possibilities look like there and with data. So technology just continues to innovate and change for the time.
Yeah, Monica, also, I mean, look at now our dependence on technology for virtual learning and virtual work. I mean, it is definitely, in fact, you know, the tech industry probably, you know, boomed even more than we could imagine, not just on the stock market, but in terms of innovation. I mean, kids using broadband, but then again, there's another example of disparities and, you know, in terms of communities being able to have access. And if unfortunately education is virtual, those communities that don't have the funds or the broadband or the ability to pay for the connections will lack access to education. Well, looks like we lost her feed again. Yeah, I tell you, you know, my children, I tell you, you know, when they went online, you know, they liked it, you know, because they didn't have to wear clothes and they could, you know, be doing school in their underwear. But I got to tell you, I mean, I was thanking God every day because knowing that my kids had access to internet, if they didn't, they wouldn't be learning. You know, I'm not sure if we're going to get Monica's feedback. I'm going to recommend that you guys go to IBM.com/BEQUAL, IBM.com/BEQUAL. And for those of you wanting to look at some opportunities and what IBM is doing, you know, on the community front and, you know, how they're also focusing on social justice, I think it's a great website. And you guys could definitely learn more. Again, I apologize that we've had issues with the feed. Do we have our guest back? Yeah, she's been off for a little while. Not sure why. Okay. All right. And see, this is just another example of why we need tech and we need, I tell ya, you know, it's interesting. You know, I hope there's not an issue with my show next week, but we're being told that they have to upgrade and they have to, apparently a lot of the internet companies and cable companies have had to, you know, upgrade and, you know, do things. So I hope we're not offline because you guys, you know, fall asleep with my show many times and I want to make sure you guys are able to still sleep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
attention, business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers areas where Republicans and Democrats have agreed. McConnell opening the Senate and accusing top Democrats of holding things up by seeking too much. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman also thinks something needs to get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
It's getting worse around the country. In Ohio, we have more cases, more hospitalizations, sadly more fatalities, and yet we have this good news about the vaccine out there. There's a period of probably 3 or 4 months now where we need more help to get to the period where the vaccine is going to be widely available.
President Trump is honoring legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom. The president hosting a socially distanced ceremony in the Oval Office on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and New Jersey all have issued mask mandates to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. One state where you will not find a mask mandate is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis also pledging to not shut down his state. He tells Fox News,
all businesses are open. We've had things like theme parks, beaches open for months and months. We have schools open, all K-12 school districts, private schools, charter schools. We have sporting events. And my view is that everybody's essential. Who is government to say that your job is not essential? I think it is essential. I think some of the stuff in March and April didn't work. I think you have to let people earn a living.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all have said they would get vaccinated with the new COVID-19 vaccine as a way to boost public confidence in any upcoming vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Wednesday night presented the facts his lawyers have gathered on the 2020 presidential election.
What a disaster this election was. A total catastrophe. But we're going to show it, and hopefully the courts in particular, the Supreme Court of the United States will see it, and respectfully, hopefully they will do what's right for our country.
Poll workers from around the country are testifying of the irregularities they witnessed firsthand. These folks from Michigan present their evidence.
I was standing behind the tabulator machines, and I could tell right away that most of those people did not know what to do when a ballot gets jammed.
Also, at the tabulators did see the double counting on the jam. I saw that several times. They would take the ballots that were just scanned and just rescan them again.
Michigan lawmakers dispute their claims. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans 250,000 more of us will probably be dead from the China virus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science tells us the United States has one of the lowest mortality rates on the planet. The Trump administration expanded economic pressure on China's western region of Xinjiang on Wednesday, banning cotton imports from a business that uses forced labor of detained Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency confirmed the order. Six people in Haines, Alaska were reported missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. Reports from authorities say the mudslide is about 9 feet deep. Haines is 92 miles north of Juneau. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one condition that is more common than we think, but it's not talked about a lot, is reflex sympathetic dystrophy complex regional pain syndrome, or RSD-CRPS. And it happens to so many healthy individuals where they get injured and then their body creates this syndrome where they have, gosh, intractable pain, and it's so, so debilitating. We include it in our, I do disability exams for the state, we include it in the list of disabilities that we rate. And December 3rd, or today, is International Day of People with Disabilities. To kind of talk a little bit more about this is Kara Berend, a medically retired Air Force senior airman who suffers from this syndrome herself. Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here with you today.
Oh, my gosh. And thank you for your service. We are forever indebted. God bless you and you know, your team. Thank you so much. So, yes, tell us about your story.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, I enlisted into the Air Force in 2011, pretty much straight out of high school. I come from a military background. So, you know, it's what we do in my family. I enlisted, you know, everything was going well. We come up to 2015. I had spent about 4 years as an intelligence analyst, and I had to get foot surgery. I woke up from foot surgery with RSD, and it pretty much changed my life from there.
Wow.
I had the common symptoms for a long time, the pain. I couldn't put weight on my leg. It was too painful. And then I got into a car accident and had to have multiple back surgeries, and it ended up progressing the disease up my spinal cord and paralyzing me, leaving me as like a functional quadriplegic.
Oh my gosh. How are you in pain currently?
So I actually, I don't feel anything in my lower body anymore, which is probably a blessing in disguise because that's where the majority of my pain was. But I do have a lot of nerve pain and a lot of that fire feeling that will show up when weather gets bad or, say certain stressors kind of make your immune system and your nervous system freak
Exactly.
That's been fun.
Exactly. The autonomic dysreflexia, the like you said, it's like a freaking out of the nervous system. And you might have already mentioned it. What was the original foot surgery for?
It was a bunionectomy, actually. So, you know, walking in the boots that we're in for so long, while they're really, really great for situations where you need to be able to do a multitask of things, you know, some of the bones in our lower bodies are a little bit weaker in those tendons and joints, and sometimes things shift. So I was 21 when I had to have that bunion fixed, and that's kind of what started it all.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do you still have a role in the military?
I do not. So I do a little bit of mentorship for airmen that are going through the disability rating program, just to kind of help them have some continuity between the civilian world, what it's like getting out, and the Air Force in general. But I don't do anything for the Air Force officially anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have definitely inspired, I mean, thousands, almost millions. You have a huge presence on TikTok, huge presence on Instagram. While we're on the topic, what are your handles?
My handles on Instagram and TikTok are at Kind of a Quad. You'll probably appreciate that. That's a play on the fact that I'm a neurological quadriplegic instead of a traditional SCI quad. So I like to kind of help spread that awareness and teach people that there's lots of different ranges of disability with this kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Kara, what is so fascinating and inspiring is you're like a race car driver. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I started last year, a little over a year ago, in the Rebel Rally. A woman by the name of Rachel Ridenour with a nonprofit called Record the Journey decided to take a chance on me. They had never had an adaptive athlete or somebody in a wheelchair do a race of this nature, let alone, you know, spend 9 days out in the desert with a complete stranger. So we ended up doing it, taking on the challenge, and we took second place behind a Rolls Royce, and, you know, there's not much I can bat my eyes at with that. So that kind of sparked my love. I figured out quickly that most people forgot I was disabled as soon as I was in the driver's seat and they couldn't see my chair. I was just another person, and I fell in love with that moment of independence that it gave me.
And, it, you know, when you bring up a good point, unfortunately with many disabilities, it impedes people's ability to drive. And when you lose that ability to drive, I mean, we see this with seniors where they're like, please don't take my driver's license away. It's devastating. Tell us about, you know, how you feel we need to approach, you know, disabled veterans and ability to drive.
Yeah, so first of all, I think that there's a huge misconception in society today that people feel like people with disabilities shouldn't be driving. They don't understand the capabilities of the hand controls that we have on market that are available and what we're going to be coming out with in the future. So people don't see that we do actually have the same response time, if not quicker response time, because the distance to travel between the gas and the brake is a lot smaller for us. But it's also about getting out there and teaching people that it's okay to, you know, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to fail a few times. You're going to have to struggle to be able to regain that independence back. And teaching people that it's okay to fail in order to succeed is really, really key.
Now, you know what I find very interesting is,
if you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one evil that we've seen with the COVID pandemic is obviously the COVID virus, okay? We also might have some villains, right? Whoever might have been in the lab that leaked it, or Bat Zero, which everybody thinks is the bat that gave everybody COVID. And we could all debate, you know, who the real villain is. But we have kind of a new set of villains, right? Kind of a new set of evil that I think is impeding a lot of our progress. And they could be on both political sides. This isn't a political thing. And this impeding of our progress is unfortunately looking very, very blatant. And those that have benefited from the pandemic, and there are a lot of people that have, unfortunately, seem to be many of the ones voicing a lot of opinions that they really should be sitting out on. Now, we've spoken about that. Okay, let's sit this one out. Hashtag where, you know, people that don't own the restaurant, don't own the bar, don't own the library or the bookstore, don't own the coffee shop, don't own the bakery, don't own the salon, who gets to sit at home still making their full salary, you know, and work at home and, you know, work maybe part-time because the boss isn't watching them. And you see them online going, yeah, we need another lockdown. And, you know, these businesses are spreading the illness. And you're like, okay, really? Really? Yeah, sit this one out. But now I'm noticing it's being taken to another step. And yeah, and I'm not saying I research everybody, okay? I mean, social media is pretty overwhelming between the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook. I don't have time to research everybody, but I am seeing some trends, and these trends are really distressing. So, you know, lately we've been talking about how many Americans are not planning on getting the COVID vaccine. And I get that. I get that, you know, a lot of people haven't really liked the childhood vaccine program. A lot of people don't like the flu vaccine. I'm not expecting there to be 100% sign up for the COVID vaccine. I get that. But what I do find interesting, and I wish I could make a spreadsheet, I just don't really have the time, is I'm noticing those people, not everybody, because there's some really, really good people that have been working from home and, you know, are still, you know, trying to kind of help the cause. But I am kind of noticing, you know, some trends where some people, not everybody, that, you know, have had it cush, that, you know, haven't had to work with the boss, haven't had to be around a boss, haven't had to, you know, lose any income. You know, I see a trend when some of them are like, oh, the vaccine is fake, or the vaccine is evil, or the vaccine is this. And I'm like, okay, thank you, but no thank you. Or I'm seeing them again with the, you know, the pro-lockdowns. Or, gosh, everybody needs to wear a mask. Why isn't everybody wearing a mask? Or, you know, and you kind of start to wonder if somebody kind of needs to expose some of the realities of what's going on. Now, I don't want any person exposed or outed, and I don't want anybody, you know, but we're seeing a lot of rhetoric. We're unfortunately coming into a very, very dangerous time when it comes to us trying to roll out a vaccine going into one of the most deadliest, you know, seasons of the year. And, you know, it's always deadly this time of year with heart attacks and flu and pneumonia, you know, and COVID now. So we have COVID on top of that. And you guys could debate how deadly COVID is, but I'm telling you, I've seen people die of it. People die of COVID. So it's deadly, okay? You know, whether you believe the numbers or not, we could all agree that COVID has killed. So while we're going through all this, we're getting more and more rhetoric and people filling out polls and saying, nah, I'm not getting the shot, or, you know, yeah, everybody needs to get the shot. And I really wonder if maybe we kind of need to know where everybody's coming from, you know, before we listen to what they have to say. Now, you might think that that's, you know, being a little obstructive, or I'm trying to think of a better word for that. But, you know, in medicine, when we do journal club, okay, it's not the most exciting club, okay? But when we do journal club, we review journal articles. We talk about journal articles. And the first thing we do when we get a journal article is we find out who wrote it. Does anybody have skin in the game? Does anybody get a piece of the pie if this goes their way? And if we see that there was money involved or financial interest or something else to gain, we don't throw the paper out. We get a lot of great, you know, data coming from pharmaceutical companies, but we put it into a different perspective. So those people, who's benefiting from COVID, okay? Well, and again, this isn't an easy topic because nobody should be benefiting from COVID. This is a pandemic. This is deadly. You know, people are dying. It's horrible. Nobody should be. But there are some people that have been, you know, making lemonades out of lemons. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. And that's okay. Looking at the bright side of things is fine. You know, oh, I get to see my kids more. Or I don't have to be around the boss. That's okay. Don't feel guilty about that, okay? You know, making lemonade out of lemons is a great way to progress and to fight depression. And so, you know, go ahead. Now, some people now have exercise equipment at home. So, you know, they've got to transform their home into a mini gym. And it's, you know, much better than you know, not exercising. So, you know, you could find some positives whenever there's negatives. You could find some silver linings. But I do believe that there's individuals that really don't want the pandemic to end, that are rooting for the dark side. And that's a problem. Now, we already saw some of that sort of behavior when companies were deciding whether to close or not, and, you know, additional $600 a week unemployment insurance or pay was going to be offered, and, you know, you heard many people say, yeah, we need to close down. So then it was time to reopen. There were many workers going, no, we can't reopen, we can't reopen. It's dangerous to reopen. And we're like, wait a second, is it that you want to still collect the extra $600 a week, or is it that you really feel it's too dangerous to reopen? And so, you know, we already saw there that there could be some blurring of somebody's intentions. And then there was multiple reports of employees trying to get their place of work closed back down so they could go ahead and still collect the unemployment. Now, the reason why this didn't happen before is because unemployment was always less. It was a percentage of what you were making. So it was an incentive to, okay, I want to get back to work. We had to add the extra money per week because it wasn't a person's choice. If their place of work closed, they couldn't find any other work. So that's why a lot of us supported the extra pay. But once companies wanted to reopen and people were like, nah, I'm making more money this way, it was counterproductive. So as this next stimulus bill package comes, if people with the extra $300 a week, if that's what ends up passing, ends up making more than actually working, you know, are we going to see a lot of honesty, you know, and when work ethic for those who, you know, if they're going, look, I make more money staying at home than I'd rather stay at home, we might see more voice in that direction. So when I say that, you don't have a lot of people on board with the flu, with the COVID vaccine. I'm not accusing them of making a crap load of money during the COVID pandemic. I'm sure that some people who don't want to get the COVID vaccine are unemployed and want the pandemic to end. They just don't want the shot. But I think what we need to do is really filter and you know, have a more scrutinous eye on where some of this rhetoric is coming from people or from politicians or from, you know, those making decisions, officials, because if people are benefiting from us being home, or, you know, people are benefiting from not having to go back to the, there's people that have told me, I'm never going back to work. I'm never going back and being next to, you know, my boss. So, you know, how far are they going to go to keep things the way it is? You know, some people not having traffic, they're loving not having traffic. They're loving not having their competition. If their competition, if all these other restaurants are closed, where are people buying food from? Well, they're getting food then from, you know, the fast food or the places that can, you know, still give food, or Walmart, etc. So I think what we need to do is, when we do see, you know, a lot of these sort of, you know, suggestions for policy, we really kind of need to see the backstory. And unfortunately, it's going to shock many of you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.